What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's Monday afternoon, and if you had a great weekend, I know it's always tough to face a Monday in a long week, but you know what our attitude is here. Live for Monday. Live every day of life. Don't be bummed out today. It's just the beginning of another week. It's going to be Friday before you know it, so enjoy the day as best you can. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. I can't wait to talk more about the Saints. This weekend, the Saints have their first preseason game under Kellen Moore. First preseason game where we get to see the quarterback battle between Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler. And, you know, it seems at this point to me, maybe you're hearing something totally different, but it seems that at this point to me, like both of these quarterbacks have basically an equal chance of being the starting quarterback for the Saints. And I just think this is an exciting time for the Saints. And remember all of the teams that have done well in recent years with rookie quarterbacks. Last year, Bo Nix, Denver Broncos. I mean, you know, you can't even compare quarterbacks to the quarterback of the Commanders now, former LSU quarterback. I mean, you can't even compare everybody to that guy. He's just so phenomenal. But rookie quarterbacks can be successful in their first years. And Spencer Rattler's not a rookie, had you know, some rough starts because he didn't have starters around him. But apparently he's looking pretty good in training camp. So we'll see. I'm excited. As a Saints fan, I am really, really excited about this season. And I'm not going to be down because this is a new young team. I'm going to be up because I've seen other teams in the NFL do well with a new coach and with rookies. So I'm going to be very positive about this this upcoming season. And look, I want to remind you that you can win tickets to see Sean Payton at the Denver Broncos Saturday, August the 23rd. August 23rd at the Caesars Superdome. You can score two premium tickets to the game, and all you have to do is go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S. So that's Saturday, August the 23rd, Caesars Superdome. Sean Payton is coming back with the Denver Broncos. Let's see how we do in that game. But again, I think this preseason is going to be more exciting to watch than preseasons in recent years. So remember, only one entry per day. Win tickets to the Saints preseason showdown with Sean Payton and the Broncos from Saints Radio, WWL. Just go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S, to win the tickets. And we'll talk more about the Saints as we get further into the show. I'm Scoot. I'm really glad to be back. I had a really wonderful time off. I wrote a blog about my time off, kind of my ad-lib trip that really wasn't planned other than to go visit my uncle, who's 92 years old, lives in St. Augustine, Florida. And it was great. The waters of the Atlantic were warm, and then went to Daytona, then spent a day at Disney, went to five different parks at Disney. Well, two parks twice, and then Epcot. And I got as much in as you can get in one day, and I was exhausted. Oh, and then leaving, I mean, it stormed. I mean, it poured. You know, if you're not prepared for it, maybe you've been caught in a storm at Disney before, but at Disney World, it stormed. This was about 11 o'clock, and it was 70% chance of rain all day. Didn't rain at all during the day, and then at 11 o'clock, thought we were safe. It just stormed. Torrential rain. We were just absolutely soaked. And then you get in like the lift to go back because the buses were running. But by the time we got to the buses were gone going back to our area. And so I had to take a lift, and you get in the lift and you're just freezing cold. So, yeah, still it was fun. Still it was a great time. And one thing that was really refreshing was to just get away from politics. And I just didn't even want to get back into it today. Well, we're talking about a few political-oriented things like, is it okay for Disney World to ban MAGA hats? And really, all politically-oriented T-shirts and caps. Is it okay for them to ban that stuff? I just think it's wrong to bring your politics into a vacation spot like Disney World or any vacation spot. I mean, there was some guy in St. Augustine on St. George Street, which is just a really fun, really, it's kind of like without the strip bars, it's kind of like the Bourbon Street of New Orleans in St. Augustine. St. George Street has got all the shops and everything right there in downtown St. Augustine. It's a great place. And this guy's got on some kind of a, you know, right wing political T-shirt. And I didn't read the whole thing, but it was about politics. You know, and it's covering his kind of, you know, big gut. And it's like, dude, you know, why do you have to bring that into your vacation? Why do you have to bring that into a vacation spot? You know, if politics defines you to the point where you have to bring politics on your vacation with you, I think that's a problem. If you want to comment, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, look, this is from Parade Magazine, and I was really surprised to hear this. I'm reading this article from Parade Magazine, and it's about Stevie Nicks. And Stevie Nicks had an injury, and she fractured her shoulder. And so it's going to require time to heal, and she's canceled a lot of her concerts. Starting up with her concert, she's going to be back Wednesday, October 1st in Portland, Oregon. I've seen Stevie Nicks a number of times. Love her. But this article in Parade says Stevie Nicks, 77, is the undisputed queen of rock and roll. Do you agree with that? I don't. I mean, she's great. Love her songwriting. I even like her singing, even though it's a little, you know, I mean, it's a little different. Some people make fun of her singing, saying she sounds like a goat. But I mean, I like her voice. I like Stevie Nicks. But is she the undisputed queen of rock and roll? I don't think so. If you want to join us, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we've got your text coming up with Ian Hoke. Let's go to Natchez and Clyde. Welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Doctor?
I'm good, Clyde. Thanks for hanging on.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been going through some withdrawal since you was gone. I'm like, where's school? I couldn't handle it. I didn't know what was happening.
Well, I appreciate that very, very much. You know, I know Ian does a great job when I'm gone, but I appreciate that very much. And, you know, I needed to get away, and so it was nice to have a little time away.
Well, listen, I'm in California now. I got here, and my friends took me to the county fair in Orange County. It was incredible. I had a great time. And, you know, look, I'm from San Antonio, Texas. I was born in San Antonio, grew up in Corpus. And 97% of the people there were Hispanic. And it's like I was at home. It's like, whoa, it just felt so good. Because we don't have it in Louisiana like that, you know. So it was like really, really nice. Everybody was really, really cool. And I'm saying all this to go around to a whole big circle real quick. You know, and I think about this, school, and this is a thing that hurts a lot, you know. And I know we want to really get into politics because you're back right now. You know, but I think of one man, you know, coming to and taking the country and separating us. When we came, all of us have come so close together to try to make this world, not just the United States, one big happy place to be. You know, so I do a show called The Able Show, and 97% of the people on the show have a disability. They do hair and makeup, and, you know, they interview the stars and stuff. And our goal is to let people know just because you have a disability doesn't mean that you're not part of America or part of society. So my whole thing was like, can we all come together? So when I look at the thing at Mar-a-Lago and the young kid, 16 years old, and I'm trying to figure out how did she get there, you know, and how did somebody get there and then come back and say they stole them and stole them again. I'm not understanding what's really going on with that situation, Scoop, because it's kind of bothering me that no one's talking about how did she get there and work at the spa, and it's the second time it happened and no one's talking about it, you know?
Well, look, those are tough situations. And you know, it's interesting. There are always going to be those things that we want everybody to talk about, but everybody doesn't talk about everything that we want them to talk about. And some things don't get the attention we think they should get.
Yeah, I don't know, Scoot. It just bothers me. But, you know, I just pray it all works out.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to do, Clyde, because I believe that it will, and I think prayer helps. So keep praying, and thanks for listening while you're in California. Let's go to Joe in Slidell. Hey, Joe.
Gather bands and give me some praising. I'm cooking today.
Hello, Joe.
Hey,
Joe.
I think prayer helps. So. Hey. And this should be...
Hello, we'll put Joe on hold there. I think he's listening to the radio. Let's go to Cocodry and Ike. You're on WWL. Hey, Ike.
Hey, Mike.
No, I'm Scoot.
Mike, I'm in Cocodry.
Yeah, also. Okay,
and I was hearing you complaining about people wearing shirts at Disney, and it, to me, it's the same thing. Like you on the radio, you're bashing out president, you know, and you keep putting your agenda out there, and they doing the same thing over there. You know, talking about vacation, I'm on vacation in Cocodry fishing, and I like to listen to WWL, but when you bash out president, it does hurts me, and you know, I just wish you would quit doing that.
Well, Ike, I appreciate it, but see, I've never bashed the president. I've only been honest about observations that I make about the president, but I've never bashed Donald Trump. I've never bashed him as an individual. I've never bashed him as president. Now, if you want to equate being honest about the president and some of the things that he says and does with bashing, that's on you. But technically, that's not bashing the president. I'm only being honest about certain things. And I'm sure you like it when there are talk show hosts that bashed Joe Biden. If it's okay to bash Joe Biden, then why can't I be honest? And I don't think that's bashing, but why can't I be honest about President Trump? Which I'm not even getting into today. And if it were up to me, you know, sometimes I'm drawn into these political discussions. But if it were up to me, I would talk about other stuff. And I'm going to see how it works. I really am. I mean, there's so much stuff I can talk about with Trump right now, today, just coming back from vacation. And I'm not doing it. I'm not getting into it. I mean, some people may be upset that I'm not mentioning Trump. But, you know, I don't ever go out of my way to bash him. I've only been honest about the things that he has said and done. And, you know, the attacks on freedom of speech, I'm honest about that. That's something that concerns me, as an American, it concerns me. All right. Let's go to Derek in Biloxi. Derek, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, how you doing this morning?
Good.
The thing is just about the mega head, what you were saying. You know, all the turmoil, all the confusion in the world today, you need to be in the arena where there's nothing but peace, no distractions, because people who does those type of things, they're looking for attention, and they're kind of like agitators, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, because people focus on that, and then they'll, you know, kind of look like they got some kind of pride about them where they want to enforce their will for you, you know, to be subjected to this mega thing. So when we at a venue, like you said, Disney World or wherever football game, everybody, you just come and call it with something that's peaceful, that's not outgoing and distracting, is going to cause, you know, some type of problem.
Yeah.
And the second thing, I remember when Donald Trump, you know, they tried to assassinate him. And this is one thing I've been worried about for a long, long time, is that when he was to say he praised God, he thanked God, but now he never says anything else about God. Because God is still in control. I think a lot of the baby boomers have forgotten about God in reality and who he is. And another thing is this here. Why is it that all the time people never pray, they never pray, never pray, As soon as something happens, somebody get killed or some plane crash, oh, let's pray. God said pray before these things happen, so he is a preventer from these things. When somebody is dead and gone, now you want to pray. So that's hypocrisy, in my opinion.
Well, Derek, I appreciate the call very much. I appreciate that thought. But then, you know, there are people who could pray that nothing happens and something still happens. And we can't explain that. You know, we don't know why that happens. I do believe in prayer, but I don't think we can always lean on prayer as some kind of a magical answer to problems. You know, we have to do the best we can to solve the problems. And I know you're supposed to turn everything over to God. And quite often in my life, I have turned things over to God. In fact, now that I think about it, I really kind of do that on a daily basis. But I think, you know, God gives us the ability to try to solve our problems and do the best we can. But, you know, a lot of people pray and they pray that nothing will go wrong and something goes wrong anyway. So what do you say to those people? You know, and many of those people still pray. So, you know, again, prayer is one of those things that if you believe in that, then I think it makes you a good person. But I don't think that praying alone makes you a good person. Let me rephrase that. Praying alone doesn't make you a good person, but if you do pray, it does tend to give you hope and faith and confidence. And sometimes the faith that emits from us causes positive things to happen. It's kind of related to the law of attraction, for those of you who know about The Secret or the law of attraction. When we pray, we have confidence, and I think we project positive energy that sometimes causes positive things to happen. And we know that people with cancer, people with cancer who have positive attitudes, tend to do a lot better than those people who are very negative about that. All right, if you do have a comment, you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakwinhard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll take a look at Scoot's news briefs, and also we'll get to Ian and some of your text messages. Well, today is the birthday of the legendary Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong, born on this day in 1901. And this is my favorite Louis Armstrong song. It's really one of my favorite songs. I love the message of this song. And I had a chance to just take a look at what a wonderful world this is during my vacation. And I really did get away from the political hate and all of that, and I'm going to continue to work in that direction. Even though I'm a political junkie, I think it's important to know what's going on, but to get into the daily battle of hate mongering every single day, and it comes up all the time, that I would like to get away from that. So we'll see how it goes, but I appreciate all of you tuning in. I met a bunch of our listeners over the weekend. Got back late Friday night, but I met a bunch of our listeners over the weekend. I'll talk about that when we come back. All right, if you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakwinhard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And this weekend was the Satchmo Fest, and always known as one of the really hot festivals that we have, but this weekend was Satchmo Fest. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on Dev.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
WWL. It was the song Donna Summer wrote. She sent her assistant, I've told the story before, sent her assistant down to Sunset Boulevard to pick up some stuff and bring it back to the office. Police mistook her assistant for being a prostitute on Sunset Boulevard, and they arrested her. It was let go without any problems. It wasn't a big deal. They were trying to arrest her. Donna Summer wrote a song about that, singing about bad girls. Yeah. This song was number one for the fourth consecutive week on this day in 1979. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs, and then we're going to get to some of your text messages. All right. Bringing consumer prices down was a key promise that Donald Trump made in the 2024 campaign. So far, they're not moving in his direction.
A poll finds grocery prices are stressing the vast majority of American adults. An AP Nork Center for Public Affairs research survey shows about half of all Americans say grocery costs are a major stressor. A third say they're a minor source of stress. Only 14% say prices are not stressing them at all. The survey comes as prices keep rising, despite President Trump's repeated claims.
Right now, there's no inflation.
But a Thursday government report says prices did jump in June on a yearly basis. Economists warn the president's tariffs may be set to keep boosting prices. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
I would love to learn to live in a state of total denial. That everything that I want to be true is true. And anything that contradicts anything that I say is just automatically wrong, or rigged, or inappropriate. I would love to live in that state of mind. Texas Governor Gregory Abbott is raising the stakes in the Lone Star State as Democrats there are protesting Trump's interference in their redistricting process.
When will the Democrats return? Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he'll begin trying to remove from office the Democrats who left the state in an attempt to block redrawn U.S. House maps and don't return. The governor says he's giving those lawmakers less than 24 hours to return. State Rep. Gene Wu, the Texas House Democratic Caucus leader, was part of a group of Democrats who landed in Chicago Sunday.
This is absolutely the right thing to do to protect the people of the state of Texas.
The audio courtesy of ABC 7 Chicago. President Trump wants the redistricting in place before the 2026 elections. The new congressional maps drawn by Texas Republicans would create five new Republican-leaning seats. That would improve the GOP's chances of retaining its slim majority in the U.S. House. I'm Mike Hempen.
You know, if you have to draw up new maps, to win, then I guess you don't have that strong of a message. If the only way to win is to draw maps that includes a better advantage for you at the polls, if you have to redraw the maps just to win, then what does that say about your message? Speaking to reporters yesterday, President Trump defended firing the director of Bureau and Labor Statistics, saying that the job numbers that she reported were not accurate.
We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced. But that was just one negative number. All of the numbers seemed to be great. Just before the election, this woman came out with these phenomenal numbers on Biden's economy. Phenomenal numbers. And then right after the election, they announced that those numbers were wrong. And that's what they did the other day. So it's a scam, in my opinion.
I guess the truth is dead. CBS White House digital reporter Aaron Navarro reports that, yes, job forecasts often change over time, but not for political considerations like Trump is claiming.
There's no clear political agenda when you look at the numbers from the last year of President Trump's first term and the last year of President Biden's term. The numbers in terms of revisions up and down for jobs are exactly the same between those two administrations. So in terms of evidence on a political bias front, that has not been shown yet. The president does have the power to fire, hire political appointees at will, but it's worth watching if there are further moves get rid of or cut other staffers at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, putting more questions out there on how this data is collected and the accuracy and integrity behind it.
And the Trump administration's war on public media has now notched a major casualty, one that is far-reaching and will affect Americans of all ages.
A cornerstone of American culture for three generations is shutting down after being targeted by President Trump and defunded by Congress.
Can you tell me
there were Bert, Ernie, and Big Bird.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
And Mr. Rogers and Daniel Tiger. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting has had deep ties to much of the nation's most familiar programming, from those shows to NPR's All Things Considered. Now, nearly 60 years after being signed into law, the CPB will start moving toward its own closure. That's expected to have a huge impact on America's cultural and journalistic landscape, since CPB helps fund both NPR and PBS with their public radio and TV stations in small communities nationwide. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
All right, we'll see where this country is in time for the midterms, and we'll see where this country is for the next presidential election in 2028, and that's going to be a deciding factor in who wins. All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs. Let's go to Jay on the North Shore. Hey, Jay, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing, Scoot? Thank you.
Good.
Thank y'all for having me. Look, I just want to say one thing. I'm grateful for everything that this radio station is providing for people, especially on Scoot's radio show. I mean, right now, you can actually call this radio show and speak your mind freely. And that means a lot, because in these days and times, whether you pick a side, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't even matter. But I'm just calling because the last caller who was on this radio station convicted my heart. And I had no choice but to call this radio station and say one thing. You know what? At the end of the day, God is the number one choice. Whether you want to believe it, whether you don't, it doesn't matter. We all going to have to face a judgment. We all going to have to come to him the last breath that we all take. And you know what? I want to make sure that I do everything in my part, just like every single person that has a breath in their lungs, to say, you know what? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has a choice while we're here alive. And it's not even about Republican, Democrat. What it's about is, what are you doing right now to be able to make sure that everybody knows the choices that they make every day that they're alive is aligning up with God?
Well, and
whether you
are...
believe it or not, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't even matter. That doesn't even matter, because we all going to have to face that. We all going to have to face that. Whether you believe it or not, we all going to have to face the fact that If God is real, if God is fake, who cares? We all going to have to face that. Nobody can say, I died and came back to earth and say it right now.
All right. Well, Jay, listen, I'm glad you had a chance to say that. You know, a lot of people live by that. A lot of people find just comfort in knowing that there's somebody bigger, like God or Jesus, in control of things, because things in so many ways seem out of control, that's a way to make sense of the world. And it plays a very, very important role in the lives of so many Americans. Religion is just very, very big in their lives. All right, got to get to a break here. When we come back, we are going to start getting to some of your text messages, so just hang on. And then an update on the trash soap opera going on in New Orleans. All right, so is Stevie Nicks the undisputed queen of rock and roll? What about Joan Jett? Is she more the queen of rock and roll than Stevie Nicks? And who else would qualify as the queen of rock and roll? I just disagree. As much as I like Stevie Nicks, I disagree that she is the undisputed queen of rock and roll. And that's what's printed in her article in Parade magazine. You got a comment. The Okanard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, you want to know how hot it was walking around Disney World the other day? Yeah. Yeah, it was hot. It's amazing how little shade there is there at Disney. But hey, you know what? One day, went to two different parks twice and Epcot. So five different locations in one day. That was kind of fun. All right, the Louisiana Supreme Court, while I was gone, granted an injunction stopping Mayor LaToya Cantrell from her emergency sanitation contract and giving it to Troy Henry. Denied. State Supreme Court blocked that. We're going to talk about that with one of the people involved in that on the show tomorrow afternoon. Let's go to Tanya in New Orleans. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
I wanted to remind you about Blondie, being a rock and roll star.
Deborah Harry.
And
Deborah
also,
Harry, yeah.
And I think Stevie Nicks is more like a melody. She sings melodies, you know?
I don't see her. Boy, when that article in Parade said undisputed queen of rock and roll, as much as I like her, I had to disagree.
Yeah, I can't even think of one rock and roll song that she does.
Well, I don't. Stand Back might have been a little rocky. There were a few things she did that had a little rock element to them.
Probably from Lindsey Buckingham, you know, whatever his name is.
I think Deborah Harry's. I think Deborah Harry's a good mention. Tanya, I appreciate the call. Yeah, if you want to join us with a comment, who could be considered the queen of rock and roll? Joan Jett, Deborah Harry, that guy in Dead or Alive, one of the top queens of rock and roll, maybe Michael Jackson. Anybody? No, I'm just kidding about Michael Jackson. The Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages. They're building up.
Yeah, some of these are from last hour. We'll start there. Here's a text that says, "Hey, Scoot, curious how much the Disney park tickets were or the Hopper tickets. Were the food prices high? I heard Disney has outpriced middle-class family."
Yeah, you know, I saw a lot of families there, and I just couldn't imagine how they could afford to be there. I mean, for no other reason than what it costs for a family of four to go. Listen, I don't know exactly. My friend set all this up for me, so I don't remember exactly, but it was somewhere around, you know, it was well over $200. I mean, it was like, you know, $230 or something. I don't remember the exact number, but it was just, it was expensive, and I just decided I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm going to go. But, you know, for both of us, it was, $550, $560, and then we paid for the Lightning Lane. Lightning Lane has gone up from $20 to like $40, I think. And then, you know, the rules for the Lightning Lane are totally different, and it's harder to do that now. So, yeah, there have been some changes. The food, of course, is outrageous, but I expected that when I went in the gates.
Here's the text that says, "I spent a week in St. Augustine last year. Beautiful. Don't you just love how they got the old town area set up?
Yeah.
It just made me wish New Orleans would have done something like that. But of course they can't because of all the residents in the French Quarter."
Yeah, look, nothing against the residents in the French Quarter. I mean, they're part of the French Quarter too. But it would be nice if there were more of a pedestrian lane in the French Quarter, like Bourbon Street. And I still believe there can be a pedestrian street in the French Quarter like Bourbon. And, you know, quite often people who are making deliveries can't find parking on Bourbon Street, so they have to park around the corner anyway. You know, you could find a side street, park on the side street, and then head around the corner and make your delivery.
I mean, Bourbon Street and Royal Street are each pedestrian only at certain times of the day.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, it'd be. Yeah. I think the texter is saying, wouldn't it be nice if we had this all the time?
Yeah, I agree.
Here's a text that says, about people wearing political messages into vacation spots. Here's a text that says, "Disney let me wear my Sleepy Joe t-shirt and hat."
Well, it's because they thought it was Sleepy the Dwarf.
You have a Sleepy Joe t-shirt and hat, and you're wearing those at the same time at Disney World?
Yeah, I don't know
all
about
right.
that.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe right. some people, you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
All right, cool guy.
Sometimes people lie. And they try to make a point with a lie, but they've got a leader that explains that that's okay. So anyway, I think if they saw Sleepy on there, they probably it's just one of the dwarfs.
James on the North Shore says, "Hey, I'm cool with anybody expressing themselves however they feel. That's America, and I'm wearing my beliefs on my chest."
Well, you know, we can disagree on that. I just think when it comes to, because politics has become so damn hateful, even when it wasn't as hateful, you know, the idea of defining yourself, because what you're doing is you're saying, look at me, I'm a Trump supporter. Why do you have to do that when you're on vacation? Why does a person like that feel the need to define themselves politically? It's because they have no other definition in their life. The only thing that distinguishes them as a person is their politics. And there's some liberals that do it as well, but it doesn't seem like it is as prominent as it is with the right-wing radicals. And why can't we just all come together and enjoy something? Why do you have to be political while you're on vacation? It's because people have no other identity other than their political identity. And I think that's kind of sad.
I it's hard for me to even really say that it's about politics. It's not about, you know, I like Trump's policies about the Department of Education or what he's doing with taxes. It's just about the cultural identity. You might as well, you know, wear a Hulk Hogan t-shirt or wear an Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt, you know, as a way of letting people know what spins your bow tie and what you think is interesting about you and what holds your attention. Yep. I don't think, and when I was in St. Augustine a couple of years ago, you know, I saw a woman with a big Trump hat, a big Trump cape, a big Trump flag that, you know, was 12 feet high or whatever, just walking up and down.
Why?
Why?
I mean, why?
If for no other reason than to make people either come up to you and, you know, say, you look ridiculous, or to say, yeah, I also, you know, but It seemed very much like you're just trying to get a reaction. Like you're so boring, you don't have anything of actual value to add to the world and to the community.
Well, that's the point.
But to go out wrapped in all this crap that is going to do nothing but elicit a response that then you can have a little platform.
That's the point that I'm making is that people are, you know, Trump has given people like a religion. Something to believe in that defines who they are. I saw a number of T-shirts, even teenagers wearing them, that said God. This was at Disney and at St. Augustine. And, you know, when you see people wear MAGA stuff in vacation settings, they're basically saying, you know, I'm really nothing other than what I believe about Trump. I mean, I am defined solely through my politics. I'm defined solely by my support for Donald Trump.
Here's a text right at the top of the pile. It says, I know I drive around New Orleans and Metairie all the time, and all I ever see are Biden and Harris stickers on the back of Priuses and stuff. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
Well, you know, first of all, I think anybody who puts a sticker on their car, a political sticker on their car, is crazy.
I mean, I wouldn't do it. If it's like a Biden-Harris campaign sticker,
well, of
course, that's fine. We've been doing that for decades in this country. You know, like political campaign bumper stickers on anything. It's like, hey, there's an election coming up. I'm engaged. I've made my decision. This is who I'm supporting. That's very different from wrapping yourselves in merchandise of a person that has no more campaigns to run. And again, it's less about the political considerations, the political machine, than it is just about the sort of cultural phenomenon and you know, it makes people safe to say, this is me.
It's kind of sad because a lot of these people who are MAGA supporters, many of them probably used to go out of their way to promote God and Jesus Christ as their savior. Instead of that, now they're promoting Donald Trump. Boy, if that doesn't break one of the Ten Commandments, then, you know, nothing does.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you two more quick ones.
Go.
Here's the text that says, thanks for sharing your trip with us. Mayor Cantrell doesn't share.
But isn't that right?
Yeah,
at least
right.
I came back and told you about the trip and exactly what I did. And I'm not even asking the city to pay for it.
Here's the text that says SPF is not for sunscreen. It's now a scientifically proven fact, proven by HHS Director RFK Jr. Same as vaccines are bad. Modern sunscreen is dangerous plastic sucked into your skin. Only use butter, Crisco, or safe natural Vaseline. And be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Apply level 50 sunscreen once, and you're good for life. But apply again, well, now you're at level 100. Do it again, and you're at level 150. SPF, that's dangerous. This is all easy information to find on Fox and Newsmax.
Yeah, that scares me. Let me tell you, if I did not wear sunblock while I was at the beach, I mean, I spent a lot of time on the beach. I spent a lot of time in the sun walking around Disney. I would be burnt. I would be burnt to a crisp, and I look like I haven't been in the sun, so sunblock really does work. All right, on this day in 1973, this was the number one song in the country from the movie The Poseidon Adventure, Maureen McGovern, The Morning After. I'm Scoot, and many people probably thought that was about a pill, but it wasn't. We'll be back. You're listening to WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.